Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, folks, this is Ken Marsh. This is Zuma's Health Education Call. Thanks to those of you who've tuned in live tonight. Got some good content for you tonight that I think is going to be of value to you and maybe different from what you've thought of before. Because one of the things that I realize that if you're listening into this call right now, one of the goals you probably personally have is to just be as healthy as you can, right? To enjoy more abundant health. That's why we do these calls, is an education source to help you do more of that. So I want you to imagine something. Tonight's topic is going to focus in on something that's very critical to your health. In fact, this particular item that we're going to be speaking about tonight is found in more than 10,000 types within your body. Okay? Sounds like a bold claim, right? Everything from your organs to your muscles and tissues to your bones to your skin, even to your hair. This particular item is found throughout your body. And without it, health is almost impossible to achieve, or at least good health, at least. And some of you might be already aware of what I'm talking about, but for those of you who aren't, I'm talking about something that sounds simple, but it's very critical to our health and well-being, and that is protein. Protein is also a critical part of the processes in your body that fuel things like your energy, helps to carry oxygen throughout the body and your blood, helps to support your immune system functions. I mean, this is a critical, critical element for your overall health and well-being. And it's something that I think as human beings we take for granted. We say to ourselves, well, you know, I consume protein every day, or, you know, I eat this and I know it's got protein in it. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't stop and think about it beyond that. It's, well, I know I get protein in my diet every day. But the question really should be for a lot of us is, are we getting, number one, good quality protein? And number two, are we getting enough? And when I say good quality protein, let's start there. Protein can be obtained from a lot of sources, animal sources, plant sources. And while there's necessarily no right or wrong answer, protein can be consumed in a lot of different forms and functions. Part of the challenge that we face as human beings is that in our bodies, that protein has to be broken down and utilized in order to do what it's supposed to do to support the multiple different things that protein is needed for within our bodies. So let me give you an example. I'm a guy that, although I'm a health conscious guy and I try to practice very good health habits majority of my life, I'm also a guy that doesn't ever want to give up red meat. Not that I eat a ton of it, but I love it. And maybe some of you listening in tonight can relate. It is nothing like sometimes sitting down to an incredibly delicious steak, right? And I'm in that category. Even though I'm a very health conscious guy, I also understand that, you know what, that steak is something that I don't want to personally cut out of my life completely. I would prefer to have that as part of my diet. Again, not every day, but it's something I do utilize and put into my body on a weekly basis. So, but I also understand that when I consume that steak, in this example, the protein that I get from that steak, well, it, protein content-wise is very high in protein. The ability for my body to break down that protein into the specific parts and pieces that it can then use to do all the functions that my body requires that protein to be used for, that's a pretty challenging process for the human body. Steak is a great example because most of you have, if you're not a vegan listening in tonight, you've sat down to a steak as an example, or, you know, some thicker piece of meat, and it's great when you're eating it, but it takes quite a while for your body to break that down and digest it. And remember, it's not always just about the protein that we're consuming, but it's, is the body breaking it down and efficiently using it? Because that's part of the mission as well. You can consume a lot of protein. If the body can't break it down efficiently and use it effectively, then it's a lot of waste, if you will, of that protein. So while we're going to, again, get protein from a variety of different sources, we also need to be cognizant of the types of sources we're getting it from. So sometimes it could be something like red meat. Maybe it's fish. Maybe it's chicken. Maybe it's plant-based proteins, right? Certain plants would contain various different levels of protein. Dairy products, as an example, contain protein. Nuts contain protein. There's a lot of different foods we can consume that are protein-containing, but all of those different foods have different abilities within our body to be broken down quickly and efficiently and then absorbed. Again, it's not just the consuming of it. It's how much is the body breaking down and absorbing. And so what I'm going to suggest to you tonight, number one, is when you look at the protein that you consume, be a little bit more conscious of, is that a protein that is really healthy for your body, number one? I'll get to that in a second. And number two, how easily can your body break that protein down and utilize that protein? So I said, steak is a great example. Let's go back to that. If you're going to consume a steak, in my opinion, if you have the option, try to consume one that would be grass-fed steak, hopefully non-hormone treated, non-antibiotic treated. Hopefully that's a more pure form of steak for your body. Why is that important? Well, number one, it's good for your health. Consuming a lot of the junk that comes from non-grass-fed meats, steak in this example, that are also treated with hormones and antibiotics, which is a lot of our meat supply these days, that can lead to a myriad of other problems in the body. So if we can avoid that, that would be ideal. Now, obviously, if you're eating in a restaurant, as an example, that's not going to be as easy to do. But if you're choosing to, buy meat, as an example, at your local grocery store, always try to get the cleanest source of meat that you can. Not only for your personal health, because you don't want a lot of the extra additives that are included in some of those mass-processed meats, but here's the other reason. We talked about breaking it down and absorbing it. When you have a clean source of meat like that, your body is more efficient at breaking it down and, more importantly, better at absorbing and uptaking the protein or the branched-chain amino acids, if you will, from that protein to do all the processes in the body that are required. So that's my first suggestion to you. My second suggestion to you is to look for sources of protein that are very easy for the body to break down and very easy for the body to uptake, okay? And again, ideally the cleanest sources possible. So let's switch gears. Let's say you were going for a plant-based protein. Well, it would be ideal if you were going for a plant-based protein to hopefully get a protein source from plants that was, again, maybe grown in organic soil and maybe non-treated with pesticides or chemicals. That would be, again, the same argument that I just made with that grass-fed, non-hormone, non-antibiotic-treated steak would apply also to your plant-based proteins. Again, something grown hopefully organically and something without all the pesticides or genetically modified organisms, GMOs for short, in that supply. Because again, the body's going to be able to break it down more easily. You don't get any of the extra junk that your body doesn't need, and your body can put it to use more efficiently and faster. And when we talk about the amount of protein that you need to consume on a daily basis, a lot of people are surprised that while they think they're consuming enough, most people, especially if you're in the over 40 category, are often not. So the current science says this, that if you're an adult and you're sedentary, meaning you're not working out really, you're not doing any gym work, or you're not on a treadmill and you're not doing a lot of physical activity, that you're just a sedentary adult, that if you are, say, 185 pounds, let's use that as a number, 185 pounds, that you need to consume at least 67 grams of protein per day if you're sedentary. Now, here's what's interesting. If you are over the age of 40, that number actually goes up, because what happens to us as we reach the age of, say, 40 or slightly above 40 and beyond is that by nature, our bodies start to lose our lean muscle tissue. We gradually lose lean muscle mass. And it's just, unfortunately, the reality of aging. And some of you would know this firsthand, especially if you're over 40 years old, because you may say to yourself, it's interesting. I get on the scale and I weigh the same or very close maybe to what I did when I was, say, in my 20s. But yet when I look in the mirror, I don't look like I did in my 20s. There's a lot less muscle there, and I'm flabbier, and my skin's looser, and I'm not as strong as I used to be. Well, that's a clear example, if you've ever experienced that or you've thought about that, of the fact that we've lost lean muscle tissue. So lean muscle tissue is the metabolic engine of the body. So it's not just great for losing weight or shedding excess body fat, which, by the way, It's really important for doing those things, but it's also important for our mobility, for our strength, for our ability to move, for our ability to function, right? That lean muscle tissue is one of the things that keeps us more youthful. So when we're in this age bracket of 40 and above, current science says that we need to be consuming about 1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram of weight. So let me convert that for you. That means about 84 to 100 grams of protein per day for somebody who would weigh 185 pounds. So let's pause for a second. If you weigh over 185 pounds, that means your need for protein, especially if you're over 40 years old, is actually even higher than what I just quoted, because we're, again, using that 185 pounds as an example weight. But more importantly, remember, this is what we're talking about, what current science says for sedentary individuals. If you're a person who is physically active a lot, if you're a person who likes to go to the gym and work out, you know, several days a week, then your needs for protein are actually higher as well, because your body is burning up some of the stuff that it needs to be able to give you the physical ability to do those physical things. And so think about what you consume on a daily basis. And if you started to add up the amount of grams of protein that you're consuming on a daily basis, what's sad for most adults, especially adults over 40, is they realize, wow, I am under consuming protein. I'm not consuming enough. And so the important thing, that take-home message there, is to start consuming more. Now, I've heard sometimes when I start talking about this particular topic, people will say, yeah, Ken, but I've heard that too much protein can be bad. And there is some truth to that, especially if your only sources of protein would be coming from mass-produced animal meats like we talked about, you know, the meats that are super processed with hormones and growth additives and antibiotics and all the junk that, again, we find in modern day food supply, then yeah, consuming nothing but animal meats and consuming them in large quantities is going to be hard on your body in many ways. So I'm not an advocate to consuming too much protein. That's not good either. But I'm going to tell you, you want to consume a variety of different proteins because, again, your body can't uptake and absorb as easily maybe that steak as it could maybe a plant-based protein. So it's good to have a variety. And there's other reasons that we just don't have time to go into on tonight's call on why having a variety of different proteins makes a lot of sense. But the ultimate goal here, the ultimate goal in consuming this protein, and let's go back to why it's important, is because, remember, it is so foundational to what our human bodies need. Because, again, it's used in every cell in your body. I mean, your cells are utilizing protein. The building blocks for your cells are branched chain amino acids, these proteins. And again, we're nothing more than a mass of cells, right? I mean, again, our organs, our muscle tissue, our bones, skin, hair, all needs protein. So that's why it's so critical to have this. And so the question then is, if I know I need to be consuming higher quality, yes, I get that, Ken. And I know I should probably be consuming more, and certainly a variety makes sense because, you know, I can't eat steak all day long or I can't eat chicken breast all day long. You know, I've got to keep some variety in there. Then what do you suggest? Well, I suggest you find the proteins you like the best. You know, look at different things that you find appealing. And again, jump around. You know, maybe it's plant-based in some areas. You know, you may find, hey, I like plant-based proteins from these sources, or I like protein, you know, in these particular kinds of nuts or beans as an example. And you may say, you know what, I'm not a big fan of steak. Maybe I don't like red meat. Maybe I would prefer it from fish, or I would prefer it from, you know, chicken or pork or whatever, again, makes you happy, because the variety is what helps as well. There's, again, a lot of research that goes into, you can't just eat the same exact type of protein all day long. But I'm going to make an argument for you tonight that one of the key products that Zuma has that is going to help you in this battle, if you will, of making sure you're getting enough protein, number one, and making sure you're getting very high-quality protein, is our metabolized whey protein shakes. Now, I'm a realist. I live in the real world, and I hope you do too, in that I realize that when you say protein shake to most people, their first reaction is, ugh, I've had those things. They're chalky. They're lumpy. They taste gross. They're grainy. You know, you hear all kinds of horror stories about people who have had protein shakes. And I get that. And sadly, you know, there's a lot of protein shakes in the market that meet that unfortunate expectation that people have. So when we created Zuma's Metabolize Protein Shake, we had one goal in mind, and that was to make it a protein shake that people would enjoy drinking. Because let's be honest, if it tastes yucky, if it doesn't mix well, if it's a pain in the butt to blend or use, we're, as human beings, not willing to usually put up with that very long. And if we don't do that, then we don't use it, and then the product doesn't do anything for us because we're not using it regularly enough, right? So what I also realized is that people had their wish list, and they wished for a protein shake to taste good. They want it to taste like something that's actually unhealthy for them, right? We all want health foods to taste like all the bad foods that we love. So one of the goals recently with Zuma was we've always had a great tasting, very high quality protein shake. But we went one step further and we said, you know what, let's see if we can take this already great shake and make it even better. And that's what we just did. In fact, if you've been paying attention recently to some of the news we put out from Zuma, you've seen that we've actually launched or relaunched, I should say, our Metabolize Protein, currently available in the vanilla flavor. And hopefully sometime by mid-March, available in our new version as well in chocolate flavor. But this is a protein powder that is very unlike what you typically find on a lot of the store shelf brands, because this particular powder contains no artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, preservatives, none of that. In fact, this is a super high-quality whey protein source. And in just a short period of time, I'm going to give you seven key reasons why you're going to want to use this protein as part of your daily or weekly consumption habits. But it's got whey protein from cows that, yes, are grass-fed, that, no, don't contain any hormones or antibiotics or any of that other chemical junk that you find in, again, most dairy supplies in modern farming today. And then we even process that protein, since it's so pure and it's so good, we process it in a way where we don't destroy any of the value of that protein, as we're what we call cold fractionating it down to the most usable, most effective, and most absorbable forms of that whey protein. So we're giving you an opportunity to have a protein source that's super pure source, processed in a way that doesn't destroy any of the good stuff that that protein's supposed to have for human body benefits, and then put it in a format that's easy for your body to digest, and more importantly, much easier for your body to absorb. So the beautiful thing about this is a protein source that really does go to work and really does get utilized by the body very quickly and easily. The best part is this: it tastes good. It not only mixes up very good and no lumps and clumps or chalkiness or grittiness, it actually tastes great. Our newest version of the protein is by far the most satisfying, creamiest, tastiest shakes we've ever done. And I know that's important to a huge swath of the public, because a lot of us have tried things in our lives that we know are good for us, right? We go, well, we know this is good for us, so we're going to give it a try. But sometimes you try, in fact, sadly, a lot of times you try stuff that you know is healthy for you, and you start to go, oh, this stuff is not good. How am I going to get this in my body daily? I hate the taste of this. You know, and if you've bought products like that, you know how it goes. You buy it, you take it for a short period of time because you know it's good for you, you really don't like it, and then eventually that bag, container, jar, whatever it was that it came in, sits in your cupboards or sits in your pantry and collects dust because you just don't want to drink it anymore. But imagine you had a protein that was super pure quality like we're talking about, but it actually tasted so good you looked forward to drinking it every day. That is Zuma's Metabolized Protein Shake, and I'm proud to tell you, we worked really, really hard to get it to that place. And so that is a huge win for you, because if it's something that's good, that tastes good, that you enjoy, and then it's also super healthy for you, that's like the double bonus, right? Because you want to drink it, and it's really good for you, right? We want to eat and drink a lot of things oftentimes, like I said, that are bad for us. This will be one of those things that's very guilt-free, and it's low-calorie, it's low-carb. 150 calories is all it is per shake, and it's delicious. Anyway, let me give you seven great reasons, in my opinion, why you want to have protein in your body every day and you want to have enough of it, and in my opinion, why you would want to make Zuma's Metabolized Protein Fiber Shake one of the reasons why you consume, or one of the, excuse me, sources of protein you're consuming daily. Number one is it's definitely going to help increase muscle mass and strength. Like I said, think about your lean muscle tissue. It is made up of protein. Protein is the building blocks of your muscles, okay? And there are numerous studies that have clearly shown that when you consume the right amount of protein on a daily, weekly basis, that you can actually increase your muscle mass and strength. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to go out and become a bodybuilder, although you could do that with our metabolized protein fiber shake. It's got the kind of foundation that if you wanted to build larger muscles, you could do that. But I know for a lot of people, that's not their goal. Their goal is to maintain their strength, maintain that lean muscle tissue so they can stay physically active. And again, remember, absorbability in the muscle tissue is very critical to make that happen. That's why this metabolized protein fiber shake shines in that area. Number two, help to reduce appetite and hunger. And again, if you're somebody that's struggling to lose body fat, remember, not only keeping lean muscle mass helps you burn more body fat, but also not eating or overeating or eating a lot of the stuff that we know is bad for us is also just as important to maintain a healthy weight and keep that body fat as low as possible. And when I say low as possible, in healthy ranges. I'm not suggesting anybody on this call needs to be 2 or 3% body fat. In fact, that is absolutely unhealthy. If you were a bodybuilder competing in a bodybuilding competition for a very short period of time, you could do that for the contest purposes, but maintaining a super low percentage of body fat is also not very healthy for your body. And there's, again, a whole other call I could do on that. So protein, though, here's what I want you to notice. Protein plus fiber helps you feel fuller longer with less food. So one of the keys that we put into Zuma's metabolized protein shake is we put fiber. In fact, we call it a protein fiber shake. We put fiber in there because we know that helps you reduce your appetite, helps you feel fuller longer. So it makes that shake more satisfying. And in fact, the fiber in the new version of the metabolized protein fiber shake, those fibers are actually considered prebiotics. So if you've been paying attention to our more recent product, the Zyome 365, you've heard us talk a lot about prebiotic fibers and the value that they provide for gut health and so many other things in the body, including weight loss and weight management. And so not only does Zyome 365 have an incredible amount of prebiotic fiber in it, your metabolized protein fiber shake also now contains prebiotic fiber in it as well. So it's a great way to get additional gut health benefits, but it's also a great way to help you fight that urge to consume more food than you really need, or what we call oftentimes overeating. And it also helps with elimination. Because remember, part of the reason that constipation is a big problem in our modern day world is a lot of people are lacking tremendously in daily fiber intake. And so the last thing we want to have you do is consuming a protein shake like our metabolized shake, and then because you don't have enough fiber in your diet, being bound up or constipated because of it. That doesn't help with weight loss. It doesn't help with gut health. It's really not good for the body in general, period. So the fiber is there for multiple purposes, including helping to create proper and regular elimination. Here's number three. It's going to help boost metabolism and increase fat burning. So like I said, if you have more lean muscle tissue, you are going to burn more fat. But protein itself has been shown in numerous studies, high protein intake, to significantly boost your metabolism. In fact, some recent studies are now showing that you can burn up to 80 to maybe as much as 100 more calories per day just by increasing your protein intake. So that's another reason to be aware of how much your protein you're getting in. And think about also, too, the sources so that you know how much you're really absorbing. There's another benefit, which surprises people, but believe it or not, you can actually lower blood pressure through higher protein intake. Now, it sounds almost counterintuitive because we sometimes think people that eat high-protein diets end up with high blood pressure. The reality is all the studies point to a completely opposite effect. Now, if we were eating a steady diet of protein via fast food hamburgers, that might then shift it in the other direction, right? So, again, this is where we go back to the original conversation about the quality of the protein you're consuming is just as important as the amount of protein that you're consuming. So again, if you're consuming fast food protein all the time, yeah, you're probably going to have high blood pressure because of all the other junk that's in the food that you're eating. So, but believe it or not, consuming good, healthy, clean protein actually help lower blood pressure. Number five, it's going to help maintain your weight loss. So we don't talk about consuming more protein just so that you can lose weight now, but we also talk about how it will help maintain and keep your body lean and healthy for a long period of time. In fact, the 12-month study was done where over 130 overweight people were on a calorie-restricted diet, okay? And what's interesting, what they noticed at the end of that study was the high-protein group of individuals had lost 53% more body fat than the normal protein-eating group who ate the same number of calories. So I want you to think about that. One group had higher protein intake, same amount of calories as the other group. The other group had lower protein, which means the rest of their calories probably came in the form of carbohydrates and fats. And because they had higher protein in the one group, they had 53% more body fat loss than the other group. So again, underscoring that if we maintain a healthy amount of protein intake on a daily, weekly basis, we can also maintain that healthy, lean body, meaning we are less likely to then gain body fat after we've lost it or gotten to the place where we're happy with the current shape and size that we're in. Number six, it's going to help your body repair itself after injury. So think about any time you've injured yourself, and especially if it's been a muscle injury, we've got to rebuild that muscle tissue. We've got to get the body rebuilt from a cellular structure level. So again, that's where we see studies that point out how just consuming more protein after injury can help absolutely speed up the recovery of that injury. And if you're somebody who's going to the gym, who likes to work out, if you're looking to go to the gym, again, not talking bodybuilding, but if you're just going to the gym, you're doing resistance training or weight training, anything that involves, you know, basically as we would call it in the muscle strengthening group, you know, small micro tears in the muscle. When you're building muscle, when you're lifting weights, when you're doing, you know, resistance style training, you're actually putting micro tears in the muscle tissue. And it's actually one of the ways you strengthen the muscle tissue. But those micro tears need to be repaired. And so one of the things you can do to help repair that is to be consuming a high quality protein source within 30 to 60 minutes after you've done that resistance or muscle weight-bearing exercise, right? So in this case, in my opinion, I think the metabolized protein shake is an excellent source to fuel your body back up, repair those micro tears in the muscle tissue after you've been in the gym. So another great reason to use our protein. And then finally, number seven, it's good for your bones. Now, a lot of people, again, would not correlate the protein with the bones, even though it is one of the building blocks of your human skeletal structure. But long-term studies actually show that the protein has major benefits for bone health. In fact, studies now show that people who eat more protein tend to maintain bone mass longer, and they also have lower risk of osteoporosis and fractures. So we think about one of the things that unfortunately plagues a lot of our modern society as we age is this brittle bone syndrome. Now, for those of you who are consuming X2O water on a daily basis, you're already ahead of the game because you're doing a ton to help support healthy skeletal structure and healthy bone growth within your body. Because remember, just like the rest of your body, your bones are constantly renewing themselves. But if they don't have enough of the building blocks and materials to renew themselves, then the bones get weak, they get brittle, they get fragile. So it's not just the minerals, although that's a big piece of it. So again, the X2O water that you're consuming daily, huge benefit. The Life Source multivitamin, more additional minerals coming into your body to help support that strengthened bone structure. But believe it or not, if you're lacking in protein, then part of your ability to keep your skeletal structure strong and keep it from being brittle is lost without enough protein intake. So the protein is also part of that strengthening and building process for your bones. So guys, I know I've probably covered a ton of information here in a short period of time, but that was by design, and that is to help you clearly take home this message. I want you to, at least as you get off this call today, analyze your daily and weekly protein intake. Analyze the sources. Are they clean, healthy sources of protein? If not, try to upgrade some of the sources of protein. Now, again, I'm a realist. I understand it's not going to be possible all the time, especially if you go out to eat at a restaurant or perhaps go to somebody else's home for a meal. You're not going to be able to control the quality. But in the times that you can, I encourage you to do that. And keep a variety of proteins, right? As much as I think the Zuma Metabolize Protein Fiber Shake should be part of your daily regimen, it's been part of mine literally for over a decade. It shouldn't be the only protein you're consuming. That's one, and it's a very high-quality one. But then there's other great sources of protein. Seek out the ones that you like best. But most importantly, stay steady with your protein intake. Make sure you're getting enough, because obviously the risks to health of not getting enough are far greater than just paying attention to this one part of your dietary intake and making sure that what you're getting meets the needs of the body, especially, like I said, if you're in that over 40 category. So, guys, I want to thank you again for listening in live tonight. I hope this information was helpful to you. Check out the Metabolwise protein information in this month's Pulse newsletter. If you haven't seen that, you can go right on onto your Zumba website, log in the back office there, and just click on the Pulse icon on the right side. You'll be able to get the latest issue, and it talks more about what we talked about tonight. And you'll get some great information on Zumba's newly upgraded and newly enhanced protein fiber shake. So, guys, remember, first and third Thursday typically of every single month is when we're doing this. This month's a little bit different, but we got another great call lined up for you next Thursday. So I encourage you to tune in live again. And until then, guys, have a great rest of the week. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.